You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Even when you're playing music, you're always listening to your baby, especially when RSV is on your mind. Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, is the first and only long-acting preventative antibody that gives babies the RSV antibodies they lack. Beyfortus is a prescription medicine used to help prevent serious lung disease caused by RSV or respiratory syncytial virus in babies under age 1, born during or entering their first RSV season, and children up to 24 months who remain at risk of severe RSV disease through their second RSV season. Your baby shouldn't receive Beyfortus if they have a history of serious allergic reactions to Beyfortus, nirsevimab ALIP, or any of its ingredients. Tell your baby's doctor about any medicines they're taking and all their medical conditions, including bleeding or bruising problems. Serious allergic reactions have happened. Get medical help right away if your child has any of the following signs or symptoms of a serious allergic reaction, such as swelling of the face, mouth, or tongue, difficulty swallowing or breathing, unresponsiveness, bluish color of skin, lips, or under fingernails, muscle weakness, severe rash, hives, or itching. Most common side effects include rash and pain, swelling, or hardness at their injection site. Individual results may vary. Ask your baby's doctor about Beyfortus. Visit Beyfortus.com or call 1-855-BEYFORTUS.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
It's Pharrell on the bench, coast to coast in the biggest way possible. Hanging out the bad state, broken in a bad apple with a bad attitude. Hanging around a bad outer, bad state, bad law, bad dude, bad breath, bad attitude, bad vibes. We are live in Sin City, the Mecca, the beautiful land in Las Vegas, baby. It's Super Bowl 58 at Media Radio Row, Mandalay Bay, where the fishes fly. Also known as Don King's past home of worship, watching all the great fights that I've seen through the years in Vegas, and he used to tell me where the fishes fly. Along with Carver High today, Mafia running it with Luke Iamilhada. I hope I got that right. I constantly butcher things. I know this. We got a killer show for you today. We're going to get into all that in a second. I want to give you the birthday rundown. Aaron Ekblad, 28. Zach Davies, 31. Steven Stamkos and Morris Claiborne, 34. Matt Stafford, 36. Andy Chavez, 46. Terry Battle, 48. Alexander Daig, 49. Steve Nash, the big 5-0. Tim Bowens, 51 with Juwan Howard. John Slaney, 52. Dennis Chase, 54. Chris Gardocki as well. Peter Bondra, 56. And Robert Brazil, Dr. Doom, 71 today. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. All right, so here's the plan, allegedly, today. We always try to throw in an allegedly. You never know with, the Super Bowl and Radio Row. I can tell you unequivocally that it's packed here. It is literally packed here on a Wednesday, so it is filled up. It is completely full. It is jam-packed. We're jumping, and there's a lot of athletes here and celebrities and legends, you name it. I just saw Steve Young doing the NFL radio next to me here on the Sirius stage, and it's funny because I knew Steve Young when I worked at KMBR in San Francisco in 94. I'll never forget, I was in a... in a meeting one day, Carver High, with the executives and the suits, and they had a event with the 49ers, and the main featured attraction was Steve Young, and he walked into the meeting, into the boardroom, into the conference room. To the to this day, I'll never forget it. And I met him, and he goes, "You're crazy." That's what he said to me. He goes, "You're crazy." I go, "I'm Scott Farrell," and he goes, "You're crazy." And I go, "It's great to meet you." And then he never said another word to me. He said, "You're crazy." And then but he smiled, and I think that when I get a, as you know, Carver High, when I get a "you're crazy" and there's no smile, that means they don't like me. But when they say "you're crazy" and they smile, generally they like me. And as you know, today I was walking with Ryan Hansier, the film guy. Remember when we filmed with him in Los Angeles, Mike, all day for 12 hours, and they never used any of the clips?
Yeah. I'm Vegas. Just saying. So, I was in Vegas.
And I said to, no. It was when we filmed outside of the Crypt in L.A., and we went to the Gretzky statue and Shaq and all that, and we filmed it all. And didn't. So I'm walking with him today, and I said, if 80% of the people like me and 20% of the people want me dead, I'm okay with that. I can live with 80-20. And he looked at me like I was crazy, and I go, yeah, look, I know not everybody, I'm not everybody's cup of tea. So, you know, if 20% want me dead and 80% want me alive, that would be, I would put Steve Young, I would lump him in with the 80% that say I'm crazy and smile. Are you fair with that, Carver High?
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's definitely not the first time or last time that you've gotten a reaction like that in your life, right? I mean, how many times have you gotten, "You're crazy, man"? How many times have you got it? But if they're they got a big smile on your face, then it's okay. They don't mind it then. They're all good with it as long as they got a smile.
When you're, so you've become huge since we worked together at CBS and came to Sports Grid. You become huge, and you have a huge following. Fans love you, and you do the show with me every day, and then you do the radio show, and you do shows for me. You do Farrell Coast to Coast when I'm off, and you're just constantly getting visible and huge. And then when you go out in public, now you'll probably say to me or lie to me and say, no one ever asks me about you. But when they ask you, like if you went to the mob bar, or you went to a hockey game, Islander game, and you're now recognized, do people say to you ever, "What's with that Farrell guy, man? He's crazy, that dude. There's something wrong with him."
There's been plenty of people who absolutely ask, "Are you that nuts?" The two questions that I get the most is Farrell actually that crazy? And the other one, of course, is that really his voice? I go, yeah, of course it's his voice. What are you talking about?
Hold on, Carver. I hate to interrupt you. I got my son, Gunner, calling very urgently. I have an urgent call here. Listen, I'm live on TV right now. I can't talk to you. Give me a thumbs up or a thumbs down. You got a thumbs up? We got a thumbs up going here?
Thumbs up, but a thumbs up.
All right, I'll call you in a break. I love you. There you go. So I had to get that in.
There you go.
Now everyone at the executive level will be mad at me that I took a call on the air live from the Super Bowl. I just want to say to all the people that didn't like that I just did that, that I love my son more than I like any of you. So I just want to tell you, like, I'm always going to pick my son over all of you. So you don't like me? Good. And then you can lump them in, Carver High, with the 20% that want me dead.
That's
now,
okay.
Carver High and I, our relationship is, so we don't get to spend a lot of time together because he lives in communist Long Island, and I live in the city, as he knows, and I have no time to go spend out in that communist territory, and then all
correct
his teams I hate. So when he meets his friends publicly, they say, "What's wrong with Farrell? There's something wrong with that guy."
There's a few people that do ask that.
And I together, well, they do, but you and I are magical together, whether you like it or not.
But there's a lot of people.
You don't like me? Good. You might be
in the 20%
too, you liar.
There's a lot of people who love you. In fact, like guys from the mob bar, like there's a guy that comes to the Cape Cod Irish Open, our boy Noodles. He loves you, always asked about you. I've loved Scotty forever.
Noodles.
The Noodles is the man. So there's a lot of people that do that. They love you. That's it. There's 80%.
Listen.
At least.
Carver, all that matters is that I love you. I always knew that you were going to be a star, and he doesn't believe me because I've told him this many times, like having dinner, getting drunk in Vegas. We'll have a fancy dinner, and I'll go, you don't know how highly I think of you and Mafia. And then Mafia says I'm a liar and a thief. And then Carver, I said, I've never liked you. Tabasco. And then, like, you know, I'm just thrilled for...
Tomahawk steak.
As you know, I love a tomahawk. But now listen, yesterday, you're not going to like what I did yesterday. Really quick. I went yesterday, and I broke all the heart attack rules, and I had the Popeye spicy chicken sandwich. Deep fried.
You can't do that.
Look, and now look, and I'm so fat now that my sport coat does not button anymore. See, look at that.
Not good.
It's fantastic.
Not good.
I mean, look, Mavi asked me today if I was having a C-section on Tuesday at 2 o'clock. I said, yes, I am. I'm having a baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yo. All right, we're back at Radio Row at the Mandalay Bay where the Fishes fly at Super Bowl 58, Niners, Chiefs, Sunday night. Don't forget, I'll be doing the game 6:30 till end game with Morenci and the mayor of Miami, Joe Ranieri, from the Sports Grid Network studios down the Jersey show on the way to Atlantic City halfway. And we're going to be styling 6:30 kickoff, I think, and we'll be live for the entire game.
What do you mean you're going to turn off?
So what happens, and Jay Glazer's here from Fox Sports, my dear friend. Here's the deal. So what happens is we have shows called In-Game Live, so like in-game betting.
Right.
So when I do Saturdays, I do 100 college football games live, and I do 100 college basketball games or whatever live.
Damn.
And then I did the Rose Bowl live.
Damn.
The whole game, and then we're doing the Super Bowl, so we'll be on from 6:30. Till end game.
So you turn off their sound and you guys do it.
That's right. And so we react to the game.
Right.
We talk about the game nonstop for the entire game.
Right.
It's like doing one of these alternate broadcasts that you guys do or ESPN or Fox does where they have this side piece going of action. But the difference is that ours is completely dedicated to gambling.
Right.
Everything's
right.
all about the odds, right. the number, the spread, the total, everything changing in-game betting. Mm-hmm. And it's the most unbelievable thing I've ever seen. Like, you know, all right, so being on Fox, the enormity of it, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when I started at Sports Grid, they had no one.
Right.
And now it's in, you know, 200 million homes.
Right.
Now it's on every streaming service in the world.
I know
now,
now
it's the number one streaming sports channel in the world.
Wow.
Fast channel because of gambling.
Right.
Sports betting has become so enormous that this channel, Sports Grid, that I came to from CBS, I chose to do this, it's like crack for these people.
Right, yeah, yeah.
And it doubles all the sports betting apps.
But that's what happened originally when fantasy football became huge. That
you
changed
know.
My life, yeah. And now this also, when we do our ins and outs on Fox NFL Sunday, I know how much, you know, juice we have in there. There's one game I said, it was last year, 2 years ago, I forget what it was, last year, that there was a quarterback that was questionable, and I said, not only is he not questionable, he's out today and the next 3 weeks. That game was pulled off the boards. And I was like, oh.
Because of what you said.
Yeah, that's pretty damn cool right there. All
because
right,
it affects the
right,
spread.
Yeah.
It affects the number. It affects your words can change a bet, and they'll literally take it off the board because they'll lose money. And that's how it works.
And you know, I'm really proud also of my ins and outs. Like, you know, look, we have so much fun at Fox NFL Sunday, but I want to make sure I bring great information for us as well, and that's one of the things.
That's the key.
Bring great information, and then you can balance it out. So, yeah, I am, and I'm real, real, real picky about that, the ins and outs of, you know, when I come on, I say, hey, you know, I talk directly to the, you know, the people who are making the calls on how many plays someone's going to play, how someone is, and it's not even that. Now it's like, hey, is this guy healthy, not just to play, but is he healthy enough to play, to start, to finish the game, and to, let's say he's a corner, can he trail their number one all game long? There's like so much that goes into
it. Do you realize, like, because I, you know, you and I have known each other a long time. We have some really close friends. That's how I met you.
Yep.
That you have withstood, frankly, a massive overhaul in that business.
Right.
Half of the guys that do what you do don't do it anymore. anymore, right? Because it's crazy that you've stood the test of time, that you're still giving people those stories and breaking stories and having the inside and
big ones on Sundays,
the
baby,
juice and the friends in the league that, that love you so much, they give you the stories, where other ones, like, honestly, like, don't get me started on where the other guys are. They're not on anymore.
Yeah. But I always, but
that's got to make you feel good.
Yeah. And you know me also, years ago when I started in this business in 1990, I was like, man, how could I be different than everybody else?
Be unique.
I want to be the most trusted guy in sports. I'm going to start relationships. If people are using their pen as a weapon, I'm going to start relationships with guys. And I had more in common with the players and coaches I was covering than I did my fellow reporters at the time. And, you know, I always looked at it like, man, if you just go for the scoop, you're screwed for information moving forward. So, you know, that always became my thing. And as a result of that, that trust has always been there, thank God. So I have been able to, you know, really kind of past the test of time.
But those relationships that you've forged and that you, over the years, that has grown like a tree, like a weed, did your, like, in terms of journalistic and reporting skills, where did that start for you? Or what, your juice was knowing all these players?
Yeah, so my juice was wanting to start with, so I walked in that giant locker room in 93, and I was like, man, I don't have education like everybody else. I don't have any experience. How can I be different? One thing I could be different, if these cats are going to work 40 hours a week, I will be the last dude standing there every day.
You'll do 100.
Work, yeah, I'll do 100, which screwed me up paying my bills. And thank God Strahan drove me back in the city every single day.
Right.
Where I didn't have enough money for subway to bus fare to Giant Stadium and back every single day. Every day.
I literally owe
like 26 grand in Lincoln Tunnel fare. But the other thing was, again, I'm going to start relationships. I'm going to just build this over time. And for the first 7 years, I got murdered for it. And all these reporters said, oh, you're not objective. You're not objective. And I was like, well, you're not objective. If these guys don't give you a story, you're killing them. So we would fight about that. And obviously now everything's relationship-based. But then over time, I was the first guy to break minute-by-minute breaking news. Whereas me, at CBSSportsLine.com versus Len Pasquarelli and Chris Mortensen and John Clayton at ESPN.com, when that internet thing came out, which I think is going to be a hit. I think it's going to take off.
Right.
And over time, that's how it was. And for a while, it was me versus three guys at ESPN, then five, then 10, and then NFL Network popped up, and Schefter was there at first. And then, you know, there, and I've always been a lone wolf. And then it just became a thing of who could tweet it fastest. And that's not what I signed up for. I signed up to break, use my relationships to break news and give fans stuff that they had no idea about, and not just where, and you'll see, like, I never, ever, ever once in my life have I ever confirmed someone's story. I don't do that. Someone has it, they got it. I would tell the other guys, too, this is enough for us to all go around. Let's all kind of make our money together.
What about the story?
Also, make sure you get your stuff right. That was always my thing, too. Like, make sure we get our stuff right.
You got to be right.
And there's too many things that just aren't right now.
What about the right story of you getting married in NA?
How about that?
Now, that's a story.
Yeah, that's a scoop, right?
That's a breaking story. A big day.
Look, listen, all the work I've done.
Who's this lucky chick?
Rosie Tennyson. Do you remember the Tennyson twins? They were the Doublemint twins. But
I know
sister,
that.
Renee, her sister, was the first ever black Playmate of the Year. And then Hugh Hefner got the two of them posted together by saying,
so one of those girls grew up and you're marrying one of them?
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Oh, come on. Never told me that.
Yeah. It was great. Hugh Hefner's like, Rosie, she would refuse to do it. He's like, the whole world knows what you look like naked already because of your sister. You might as well get paid for it.
When are you doing? Where is this wedding going to take place?
In Amalfi Coast, we're eloping.
Oh, Amalfi Coast in Italy.
But here's the thing. I'm 54. She's 55. The girl looks like she's 21. She's a vampire.
I mean, honestly, dude, she's so hot.
Take that away from me.
Honestly.
And they don't age. They're vampires.
She's so hot and just might ruin my show.
But, you know, I went into this mental health journey years ago, and, man, by talking about my ADHD, my depression, my anxiety, my bipolar, it really taught me some of the things I needed to work on for myself, that once I started to, like, I never felt worthy of being loved, so I was never in a real good relationship ever in my life until her. And she, like, is the first one who's like, when I have my little meltdowns, she's like, hey, I'm not going anywhere.
And how do you like being a dad now? You got a son, he's badass.
I've been a dad since, he's 21 now.
So he's grown up.
Yeah, he's grown up. He goes to university.
Mine's in Arizona State.
Oh, really? Yeah, he goes to
university. Yeah, he's going there right now. He called me in the middle of the show, and I took the call.
Mine did actually, too,
Mine is already threatened to fire me. Listen, God bless you. I love you. Hey, real quick, I got 10 seconds.
Yeah, I'm here for, you know, I talked about my mental health issues. I was the first adult diagnosed with ADD on the East Coast of America, and they put me on all this crap over the years.
Right.
Now I'm on something called Qelbree, which is a non-stimulant. I actually take it at night. It's changed my life. Q-E-L-B-R-E-E.
Check it out, and say hi to Straight for me. I love you, Glaze.
Love
you,
man.
All right, Jake Glazer, Fox Sports.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, Pharrell back in Vegas at Super Bowl 58. I want to tell you about BetMGM because I've been seeing them everywhere handing out money to people. Some people like wings and some people like beer and some people like brothels and some people like BetMGM handing out money to them. And I'm in favor of the latter, really, instead of the formers. I think the latter's better. When someone hands you $158 for doing nothing, that's like having a great day. If imagine at the end of your driveway, someone gave you $158 every time you pulled out of your driveway, you'd be worth a lot of money. And yeah, it's like a 529 college plan. If someone just kept putting money into you, into your hand, into your pocket, into your pants, you're good to go. This is what they're doing at BetMGM. Bet five, get 158. Use the bonus code SG158. Download the app on iOS or Android or BetMGM.com. Open your account with $5. Place a $5 bet. Anything, standard odds, price. Boom. Lose, win, doesn't matter. They're going to give you $158 instantaneously in bonus bets in your account. And what I do every day is try to fool them into giving me a fresh $158 every day. I change my look. I change my name. I change my appearance. I lie, steal, and cheat to get BetMGM to hand me $158. Bill Miller, the CEO of the American Gaming Association, is back on Coast to Coast for the second year in a row. Is that right?
Indeed.
So it's good to see you, Bill. And can you give me an update on the $23 billion that Americans will bet on Sunday's game, which really is a demented number? Think about how gigantic that pill is to swallow. $23 billion bet on one football game.
Well, it's incredible. First of all, it is great to see you again.
My man.
And, yeah, like, just where we've come, right? I mean, we're here in Nevada, and we'll talk about that in a couple minutes, but this was the only place where you could legally bet on sports, right?
Right.
For a long, long time, decades.
That was it.
And so Supreme Court rules, Chris Christie, you know, God love him, takes it up and says, why shouldn't New Jersey have the same opportunity as Nevada? And oh, by the way,
you're right.
What about
he
the
was
rest
the
of
reason.
Them? He was the reason. And so, you know, we at the AGA, we played a role and we articulated and said, look, there is no reason for, you know, one state to have a monopoly on sports betting. And so Supreme Court agreed. We now have 38 plus the District,
you know,
of Columbia.
That guy, because I had Murphy on my show.
Yep.
I had Governor Murphy on my show when it happened.
Yep.
And he came on and spent a half an hour talking to me about it, what it was going to mean to the state. But the thing that I wanted to say was, in reality, is that, like, I don't know Chris. I know that he did shows on The Fan in New York a little bit. Yep. He was doing some sports talk radio and having fun and doing stuff like that. Politically speaking, I'm not a fan of politics, of it's a never-ending war of people's opinions. Like, it'll drive you nuts, right? Like, I'm not into that world. I watch it, and I absorb it, and I see it, and I'm not a fan. It makes me sick to my stomach, to be honest.
I agree.
But I will say that guy is intriguing to me in what he's done. That he did this for the state of New Jersey, that he made that come to fruition, betting.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And secondly, that, like, he was, like, the only guy, and he bailed on the Republican race, but he's the only guy that took on Trump and called him out for what he really is. Now, look, let's not cut corners. This guy has got more problems than anyone I've ever seen in my life with judges and with courtrooms and with juries and with indictments and with guilty decisions and money. And I've never seen anything like it in my life, that a guy like that can be the president of the United States. But Christie called him out on everything, and Christie's the reason we have sports betting in New Jersey. It wasn't Murphy, it was Christie. Yeah.
Yeah, well,
am I wrong?
I didn't know we were going into a politics show, but I'm good with that.
But it's,
you know,
true.
Like, I've spent most of my life in government, politics, and I moved to the gambling business because I thought it was better.
But look at you now. Like, you don't regret it.
Oh, God, no. Like, but as crazy as the world is, right, at the federal level, right, you know, Republicans, Democrats can't agree on the color of grass.
On anything.
But in these state capitals, think about it. 38 state capitals. Like, it's not easy to move anything.
Right.
Democrat governors, Republican legislature agree, hey, you know what? We don't agree on damn near anything, but we'll agree that we should give people the right to bet on sports because they've been doing it before.
So why does Gavin Newsom not make it happen? Like, I'm friends with Gavin. Gavin's done my show. Gavin's a sports fan.
Yep.
You have got to be kidding me, in a state with as many problems as California has, that they don't take advantage of this money. The money that it generates in New York and New Jersey has superseded Nevada.
Oh, no question. And we saw it, right? We saw it when New Jersey had it and New York didn't, right? All these
guys, they got jealous in a hurry.
They got jealous in a hurry, and you'd see it because, like, the geolocation abilities that these state,
right,
you know, the whatever you've got in your pocket,
the tracker,
it saw you leave Lower Manhattan and take the PATH train
over the bridge
to Hoboken, and then you'd sit in a sports book, or not a sports
or
book,
in
a sports bar.
Or in the toll, or what do they call the service stations in New Jersey? They were packed with cars, people gambling.
Yeah. And so, you know, they definitely saw that important thing. So, you know, we only have a couple states. So we got 38. California's a big one. Texas is a big one. Georgia is a big one. Florida's just now kind of gotten open, but Florida is still being challenged.
Didn't you think the Florida thing was crazy, how they wanted it, couldn't get it, had to deal with the Seminole, had to deal with the Miccosukee, had to deal with politicians, had to deal with DeSantis, got it passed, they were going to have it, and then they didn't have it, and then Hard Rock got it. And that bottom line is that you can brick and mortar there,
yeah,
or you can betting app on Hard Rock in Florida.
Well, Hard Rock is the Seminole, so.
But they finally got it done. But the hoops that they had to jump through in Florida was almost ridiculous. Like, I cannot fathom, what doesn't Florida have? Everyone and their brother moves there.
A thousand people a day.
Do you know that we used to have to go offshore on a boat to gamble in Florida? You had to go out 3 miles
into the international water.
You sit out on the boat all night and gamble. And I did it frequently, Bill.
Well,
I was always
Bahamas,
on that yacht.
The Bahamas is pretty close.
Yeah, I've been down there too. I've been wanted by the police in the Bahamas. Coffee, will you check on that? I think I'm still wanted in the Bahamian Federales. I think they're looking for me still. I had a golf tournament there, and all of the T-box girls were naked. It didn't go over well with the police.
But
I thought it was a great idea. The golfers loved it.
Yeah,
it was a huge event. Everyone had a good
charity
time.
Probably good for the kids.
Listen, you know, I will never forget. I saw the cops coming to arrest everyone on the golf course, and I got in my golf cart. I drove 100 miles an hour to the end of the golf course, got out, ran to my resort, went to the airport, and flew back to Miami before I'd get her. I can't get arrested, Pharrell. Can't get arrested. Career ender.
Yeah. No.
So
that's not good.
Who are you taking? What do you think's going to happen Sunday? The action. How about how I'll never forget walking in here and seeing NFL slot machines.
Yeah.
Never thought I'd see the day. I also never thought I'd see the day that Roger Goodell would succumb to gambling, because he wanted no part of it. I mean, you go back, whatever, a few years, this guy would no more let gambling into the NFL than fly a kite. And now he's sleeping with them, sleeping with the sports books.
Well, look, and we're happy about it.
Like, God bless
it's long overdue. You know, every one of these scandals that anybody's ever talked about, you know, the Black Sox scandal, Boston College, bad referee in the NBA, every one of those was with the illegal market, right?
Right.
And so what we've always said is, if you want integrity in the games, what you want is better spotlights.
Right.
You need better research and understanding of anomalous bets, people making bets that just don't look right. And so you just saw it in the legal market not too long ago. Alabama baseball coach,
right,
you know, betting on an Alabama
LSU
baseball coach.
He's banned now for 15 years.
Look, that guy he'll never work again, and he probably shouldn't, not in coaching. And I think that that, you know, the NFL's trying to figure out with the Players Association what betting looks like and what's the right balance. And I still think there's work to be done there. But to think about, you know, you and I were together last year,
right.
And the reason we were there is because Arizona was the first state where the Super Bowl was held where sports betting was legal.
Right.
Here, this is the epicenter of the gaming world, right?
Epicenter of it.
And what do we have? We have a situation where 20-some years ago, you know, you couldn't even mention gambling on television, and now
right.
There's kind of a rap on many of these shows. And so how we got here, you know, blaming people for not doing stuff earlier.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, you know.
How about how I saw a story today that, you know, I still saw it. It said, the NFL players in the Super Bowl can bet right after the game. Have at it. It's okay for when the game ends, have at it. And then it's weird. You know, they can't do it in the workplace. I get all those rules. I think they've done a good job of controlling it and keeping everything under wraps. They've had a few bad apples, but that's about it.
Mm-hmm. And learnings, too, right? Like, I mean, I think that the NFL's figuring it out, MLB, NBA. NCAA is probably the most interesting one because you've got people that get paychecks from.
Do more people bet on that than this?
No. No.
The NCAA basketball tournament not bigger than the Super Bowl?
Similar, but you think about March Madness is, you know, weeks, right?
I think it's cooler than the Super Bowl. The NCAA tournament,
you know,
I think
they might not let you back here next
I don't
year.
Care. I've gone to 30 of them, and I'm telling you, the first week of the NCAA, Thursday through Sunday, is better than your wedding day. It's the greatest 4 days of your life. It really is. I've seen a lot of Super Bowls that were eggs, and I've never seen a bad opening week at an NCAA tournament, not once.
Right. No, look, the NCAA tournament, the ability to, and to bet on that stuff.
To bet on games for four straight weeks and lose all my money. Bill, it's good to see you. I always love having you on the show. Thanks so much. Enjoy the game.
All right.
All right, Bill Miller, the CEO of the American Gaming Association. We're rocking at Super Bowl 58 in Vegas, baby.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
So I wanted to say we're back here at Radio Row on C2C with Carver High in New York. And so, you know, it's crazy here, right? So you have people scheduled to do things, and then they are doing something else, and it gets delayed, and then they're behind schedule, and then they're... Because I had it happen to me today already. Carver High, I was supposed to do Bill Michaels' show and all over Wisconsin. He does it on TV now and radio, and I was supposed to do it, and I walked around looking for the guy for 25 minutes because there's like a million people here, and I couldn't find him, and I almost had another heart attack, but I was soaking wet, couldn't find him. When I finally found him, it was too late. And then he's like, no, do the interview. And then I was like, and then the lady goes, no, we double booked. We got another guy here. I said, why don't you just let him do it? Because I'm having a stroke over here. Just let this guy do the interview with you. I'll see you tomorrow or Friday and we'll do it then. But my point is that there's so many people doing things and like doing shows and they're supposed to do this show, that show, and then they blow you off. I swear to God, we have a litany of people, Carver High, as you know, that are supposed to do the show. Kendrick Bourne of the Patriots, Brendan Rice, Jerry's kid, plays at USC. We're supposed to have him now. I don't even see him. I have a better chance of having Jerry on than Brendan.
Well,
right?
He'll be there in about 4 minutes. He's at 3:45, so he got a 5-minute buffer there for him.
Oh, all right. Well, we could place a bet right now on the over-under if he'll be here by 45. Javi, are you taking the over or the under that he'll be here in 4 minutes? Over or under? You're taking the over. Ike Taylor of the Steelers, the former Steeler. Also later today, allegedly, Cam Hayward, who is a monster, current Steeler. We're supposed to have him. And I know for a fact I'm going to have Kyle Turley and Jim McMahon because they never fail to do my show because they know that they'll be able to talk about weed for 20 minutes on my show. They know that Pharrell always opens the door for the potheads to come in and talk about cannabis. And I am good friends with both of those guys. Kyle told me today, now, you know that Kyle He said to me that, and I'm sure he'll repeat this on the show later, because he says I'm wrong. My surgeon is wrong about smoking weed. He said that I should smoke weed now that I've died of a heart. I've had open heart surgery. And Kyle said, I said, I'm not allowed to smoke weed ever again. And Kyle Turley said, no, he said, what you need is weed. He told me I need to smoke weed, that I almost died. This guy, he said, I said, I died. I had open heart surgery and I'm not allowed to smoke weed. He said, no, what you need is more weed. And Kyle Turley is 300 pounds and he will beat your ass. And he threatened me and told me if I didn't start smoking weed today, that I was going to have, he was going to snap me in two and give me another heart transplant. It's unbelievable. Brendan Rice is here. From USC. What's up, man? I'm Pharrell.
Good to meet you.
Good to meet you, brother.
Heck yeah.
So just so you know, I'm crazy. So if you thought
I just heard some of the things you were saying. I was like, oh, okay.
You know, if you thought that anything you've done today on all these other shows and famous people and bright lights and everything, you ain't seen nothing yet till you came over here with me. I'm a wacko.
Gotcha.
All right. So, you know, it's funny. Earlier, Steve Young was here, and so I knew him in '94 when he won the Super Bowl. So I was working in San Francisco, and your dad was playing with him, and I went to a meeting with him for some big event, and Steve was the like master of ceremonies, and I was the broadcaster doing it, and all he said to me that day was, "You're crazy." And I went, it's so great to meet you. And he goes, you're crazy. And then he never said another word to me, but he smiled. And when they smile, they like you, right?
That's a good thing.
If they tell you you're crazy and they don't smile, that means you suck.
Yeah.
But when they smile, that means they kind of like you, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, you're right.
So you've been making your way and styling with the Trojans. My son goes to San Diego State. I tried to get him to go to USC. I don't think that he got admitted to Pepperdine, got admitted to Santa Barbara, tried to get into USC, tried to get into UCLA. As you know, the women there are so beautiful that they don't let normal. My son's a 4.0 student, and they still didn't let him in. You have to be a purveyor of hot chicks and ass, basically, to get into UCLA. In USC. If you are only average at scoring chicks, you will not be permitted as a male to go to school there. Tell them the truth.
Man, you are hilarious.
Tell them the truth. Tell the people the truth. Man. It is true.
Nah, honestly, if you had a 4.0, I'm pretty sure you should have been in there before me.
You should have been in. It's unbelievable. So when I lived in LA, I lived in Huntington Beach. I'm from Huntington Beach, but I worked in Culver City, and I used to troll, like when I was young once, and I was really good looking, long hair. I was on MTV. I surfed and I had chicks and I wasn't married. I didn't have kids. And I used to troll the USC campus for chicks.
Yeah.
I used to just drive around like I was a low rider, like I was coming out of Compton. I would troll. I would drive over to USC and I'd troll. I'd go to games. I'd go to your games at the Coliseum and I'd go just to look at the cheerleaders.
Man, you have an amazing personality. You know that?
Think about it.
Yeah.
Hey, when you play, Brendan, when you play at USC and the cheerleaders, they have to be distracting you from performing because you're one of the great receivers, but they have to be distracting to be able to focus on catching a pass, a bomb. You're running down the sideline. You see these hot chicks. There's like 20 of them, and they're just in the way. They're so beautiful. How can you perform at a high level?
Man, there's a whole bunch of celebrities within USC. Do you see them all over the sidelines? Like I would name some, but I don't want to embarrass myself.
I know they're all there. I know they're all there.
But yeah, like you get used to it.
You don't get used to it. It's pretty cool though, right? Like it's like I remember going and like Snoop Dogg was there and all the mood, like Will Ferrell was there, all the famous people are there, and then I didn't care about the famous people. I just wanted to sleep with cheerleaders. I really did. I wanted to sleep with all of them at the same time. Do you think that like a member, what was the chick's name with the snakes in her hair? Medusa?
Medusa, yeah.
She like that. I wanted to have a Medusa thing with all the USC cheerleaders where they'd be all in her twined with me, and I'd be in bed like Hugh Hefner, you know, with all of them at once, like 20 of them at once.
Are we okay to say this?
We're on TV.
We're on TV doing this.
Yeah, we are.
Oh, goodness.
Now, listen, do you think they're hotter than the UCLA cheerleaders? Because they're pretty hot,
too. Oh, you know, four is down, man.
They're down.
Four is down. We're going fight on all day.
Fight on all day.
I'm taking ours versus
the rest. How about that chick? What's that chick's name? That basketball player chick at USC that scored 51 the other day.
Oh, Juju.
Juju's got it all going.
Juju's a dog.
She's better than Juju Smith-Schuster.
Oh. Dang, where you gotta take it there?
No, she's better. Like, some chick pops 51. My daughter's a basketball star in New York City, and she doesn't drop 51 ever. She's at 35, but 51's another planet.
It is, it is.
So what are you doing for breathe right? By the way, I have 30 NFL-level sleep apnea. That's the worst number you can have. And some people put breathe right on to like, sleep through the night. I have to put on a fighter pilot mask with a giant, like, honestly, like, I'm in Top Gun sleeping. I got an airplane engine blowing smoke in my nose so I can survive.
You haven't tried Breathe Right?
I mean, I haven't tried it because they won't let me. They made me go higher level. They said I snore like a horse, like Man. A freight train.
Well, shoot, Breathe Right is just kind of amazing because it's kind of past and present. It's iconic. If you see my dad, he had the black
pink. He always had it.
Heck yeah, with the nose strip. And that was like the past and present. And like, I get to go ahead and create my own legacy. It helps me with my own sleep, my recovery, gets the right amount of oxygen to my lungs as well on the field. And it's, honestly, it's just been crazy to take it there.
Where did you play high school ball?
Hamilton High School in Chandler, Arizona.
So, wow. So that's where you grew up? Like, you didn't grow up in the Bay Area?
No, sir.
So is your dad jealous of you now that you're such a badass at USC? Or is he happy? Or is he jealous?
Yeah, he's
jealous. He's jealous.
Jealous.
Man, I used to watch your old man play. He was a badass, honestly. You know what, though? I'm a Steeler fan, so I hope they lose so that they don't get a sixth Super Bowl. I know you don't want to hear that. They'll tie the Steelers. I am a hater.
You are a hater.
Why would I ever root for the 49ers to win a sixth Super Bowl, Carver High? You know that's not acceptable.
I met Mike Tomlin the other day.
You like him?
Super cool dude, man.
You want them to draft you? Go play for my Steelers, baby. You'll find out what it's like. Might see that guy right there on the monitor? Yeah. He's a Bills fan. And every time I mention the Bills, he gives me the finger.
Oh, so y'all go head-to-head all the time.
He's very angry. They've had no success in the postseason against Mahomes. He's their kryptonite.
He's their kryptonite.
Who do you like in the game?
Draft Brendan, and that way he can help us out. We're going to draft Brendan up in the B-roll
this
year.
Me, man. Come get me.
You're going to get rid of Diggs. Get rid of Diggs and bring in the young Rice.
Let's do it.
So, unbelievable. So, you're doing this, and you wear them off the field, too. What do chicks think? Oh, wait, the lavender strip. What is that? Is that the new one? Yeah. It smells good, too?
It smells good. It helps you sleep, man. I swear the lavender...
So, like a light scent?
Yeah.
So it riffs into your nose.
Kinda, yeah.
And there's nothing
when the
better.
Ladies get close, man, they can go ahead and smell it on you a little bit. I'm telling you.
12 TDs this season. Do you remember the guy in the Old Spice commercial? He's got the lavender underarm deodorant, and then the chicks follow him around like they're like dogs.
Yeah.
They follow him like a dog. I need more lavender in my life. Maybe I'll try the Breathe Right lavender strips, that a little wafting into my nose, and it's changed you. Look, you probably would have only had about 7 touchdowns if you didn't hook up with Breathe Right.
Exactly.
Now you're like in double figures.
Heck yeah.
So what's your plan moving forward? What's the word for young Rice? Where are you going? When is happening? Are you doing the draft? Are you staying? What are you doing?
I got a combine coming up in about a month. I need to go ahead and prepare for the 40 time.
So you're going to Indy?
Yes, sir.
It's pretty cool there. The airport's 10 minutes from downtown. You're in and out of there quick. Because all they have, I went to Indiana University and the Big Ten. You've heard of it. You guys are playing in it now. Welcome to the Big Ten. Welcome to hell. Now you're really going to find out what football's like instead of that candy-ass West Coast.
When's the last time you guys won something?
Open air raid. Indiana hasn't won anything ever.
Exactly.
Ever. But we won 3 national championships when I was there in basketball. Bob Knight, remember they fired him? They haven't won since.
Exactly.
They got the devil. So the devil put a bocce jinx on them that they'll never win again without Bob Knight. When he died, that was when I had my open heart surgery, like 2 weeks later. They tried to kill both of us in the same month. God tried to take him and me on the same month.
Yeah, you are a character.
You're going to the combine. Uh-huh. You're going to be, I'm thinking first round. I'm thinking immediacy.
Exactly.
Immediate.
We're going to shock some people.
You're better looking than your dad. Didn't he, like, lose his hair like me and get fat? Like, I'm fat and old.
Yeah, he's a little chubby now.
See, I got that fresh cut, though.
Oh, We got the mohawk going. That's I'm messing clean, with it. Son. It's clean.
I keep it clean and tight.
Heck yeah.
Barbara, I told me to keep
You're
it clean.
You're a ladies man.
You know what sucks, though, is that I've had like 10 guys tell me how great my hair looks and not one chick. I had a security guard. He goes, nice hair, bro. I go, thanks, dude. I was kind of sketchy on it. I need some hot chicks to tell me. Yo, I really like your hair. Some hot chick. I got some guy. Hey, Pharrell, thanks. Love your hair. Whoa. I'm like, whoa, bro, get some lavender breathe right strips.
The voice change-up was crazy.
Did you like that?
I like that.
Listen, I love you. Good luck in the combine in Indy. Good luck in the draft. I'll be rooting for you for the rest of your career. Fight on. USC's cool.
Wait, say that one more time.
Fight on, son.
Yeah, baby, fight on, baby.
Look at your boy Carver High over here getting ready for the draft. Gonna make some money. Who's your agent?
My agent is Chris Ellison and Farron Benjamin.
That's awesome. You should have gone with Dougie Fresh Hendrickson up in San Francisco, son. You would have made more money. That's what you'd say. He's friends with your dad and Steve Young.
Okay.
That guy
okay.
makes it. He made Marshawn a fortune. Marshawn's got restaurants. He's got a dope line. He's got a clothing line, shampoo line, everything. You're going to have it all soon, man.
Have it all.
All the best. Good luck. I like your ice.
Thank you, sir.
It's really nice.
Appreciate it.
Mine's just one. It's not as good as that. That looks like it's worth a lot more money than mine.
Hey.
You want to switch? No? That's a no. That's a hard no. Hey, thanks a lot, Brendan. It's great to meet you, brother. Good.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, I thought Brendan Rice was great, Carver High, the kid from USC. You know, it was really creepy for me was how much I could actually, he looked like his dad. Like, I mean, he was a dead ringer for his dad, except for the hairdo, right? Like, he had, like mini dreads, and he had it, like, sticking up a little bit over here, and he had a little bit going over there. His dad never had any of that, but his face is literally dead ringer for his dad. Like, I looked at him, I swear to God, I was like, and don't go anywhere, I got to talk to you. I got to tell you, that was the weirdest thing I ever saw in my life last night. I got to talk to you in a minute. Thanks so much. And Carver, I once again disappointed that I'm talking to people offset while I'm on the air. I'm getting the red phone line is lighting up right now as we speak. But it's simple. That guy looked just like Jerry Rice, his kid. I mean, dead ringer. It was like he had twins or something. I mean, this kid looked so much like his dad. It was creeping me out. Same face, same smile, same teeth, the whole bit. It was literally dead ringer time. Man, would you love to get him on the Bills, Carver High, or the Steelers? I'd take him.
I already told you, I want to draft a wide receiver in every single round of the draft this year. I want the Bills to draft 7 wide receivers. So I hope that Brendan is one of them. I need as much talent as I can possibly get for Josh DeBrose.
Well, your boy Dalton Kincaid is here right now.
He's a
leaving,
big
this NFL radio.
He's a big dude.
You need to ask him to get him on so that Carver High can finally talk to one of his Bills when he's walking off the stage right now. Go try to get him for top. He's what? Oh, I have Ike Taylor next. Never mind. We'll put the Steeler on.
But how big is your boy right there? Dalton's a huge dude. He's a huge dude,
he's
right?
He's a big dude. You know what? I think he's about, he looks to be about 6'5 to me. Is that about right?
Probably, yeah. He's got to be up there. He's right in that range.
He might have it. He's about Mafia size, but Mafia doesn't have his muscles. I just wanted to say that, Mafia. You're not ripped like him.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right here, right
now. Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.